It's time to know your soul. Are you seeking the you within? Has people-pleasing stressed you out? It's time to find your light so you can share your entrepreneurial gifts with the world. Well, Red Rover on over, but the only thing you're breaking through is yourself. This is Soul Amplified. Are you ready? Hello, and welcome to the Soul Amplified podcast. I'm Vanessa Grace, your host. And today is exciting because everybody, it's my birthday. That's right. I love my birthday. So I am here with you on my birthday, which I think is exciting. So I decided to do a sale, a flash sale, because what else am I going to do on my birthday, right? So I am offering a 40% off flash sale to celebrate my birthday. The three things that you can get for 40% off for 48 hours, meaning today my birthday, September 21st, and tomorrow, September 22nd. Those three things are the energy healing sessions, the tarot card readings, and my new offering, Conversations with Your Soul. You can just boopity boop put this coupon code into the computer when you're signing up. And again, these things are all, you know, the link in my Instagram bio, they're all linked below. So just put in this coupon code. You're so special, as in you are, the letter U and then the letter R, so special. And I'll say that again, the coupon code is you're so special, as in you are, the letter U and then the letter R, so special. So I hope that you have lots of fun with that. And if you've been waiting to buy one of those, now is a great time. Da, da, da. Okay, so I'm really excited for this next series that we're diving into. We are going to be talking about your entire menstrual cycle, which of course includes your period, but is not only focused on your period. Because, guys, there are actually four phases to your menstrual cycle. There is the follicular phase, the ovulation phase, the luteal phase, and the menstruation phase, which we often call our period or our bleed. Now, of course, I'm doing this because I'm hosting a retreat on October 22nd, The Woman's Secret Guidebook to Life, her menstrual cycle. And so I thought it would be fun to give you guys all a little teaser about the four different phases of the menstrual cycle before the retreat so that you can kind of know what you're getting yourselves into. And for those of you who aren't able to attend, you still get to learn along with us. So the first thing that you need to know is that the medical community considers the period to be the first phase of your menstrual cycle, but that isn't actually biologically what's happening. So I'm going to read to you a passage from a book called In the Flow by Alisa Vitti. This is from page 66, in case you care. And I have learned a lot by reading her books. Your bleed as day one is a medical reference that emerged from a time when only men were allowed to practice medicine. It's not the beginning for anyone who bleeds and who lives the experience. Your bleed is the culmination of your hormonal cycle, not the beginning. The only reason the start of the bleed has been referenced as day one of your cycle is that it was assumed that the bleeding phase is the only one you would notice or track and thereby make it easier for doctors to reference. So in the medical community and in a lot of places, the beginning of your cycle is considered day one of your bleed. But the way that Alisa talks about it, and I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing your name wrong, honey, because I've never actually heard it said. I've just seen it written down. But the hormones that actually begin the entire cycle happen after your bleed is done. So day one of what's biologically happening in your body starts the day after you stop bleeding. And that's why I'm going to be talking about that phase of the cycle first, because we're going to be following the journey of one egg through the entire cycle. It's an adventure, right? Okay. And that is called the follicular phase. And that is where we are starting. So the follicular phase, as I said, starts the day after your period is done. And it lasts 7 to 10 days on average. So what's happening in the follicular phase? First of all, the egg is developing inside the ovary and the uterus lining is starting to get thicker. So let's go into that a little bit more. The egg is developing inside of the ovary, but it's actually developing inside something called a follicle. Each egg has their own follicle and it's developing and growing more mature. So the egg isn't actually fully mature sitting inside your ovary. It has to become more mature. And mature might be the wrong medical term, but that's the term I'm using here to describe this, to be ready to, you know, burst out and actually ovulate later on. So that's why this is called the follicular phase, because the egg is developing inside the follicle. And then the uterus lining is thickening, and the uterus lining is called the endometrium. And it is thickening because it is creating a nice, lush, cushy, delicious environment in case that egg gets fertilized later on to hang out in, you know, the nice, thick, cushy lining of the endometrium or the lining of the uterus. And so that's the main overarching theme of what's happening in the follicular phase. But let's go into it a little bit more, because there's a deeper way to look at the follicular phase in the entire cycle rather than just biologically what's happening. There are also changes in our energy and how we approach the world and ourselves in each phase. And you guys know that I love talking about divine masculine and divine feminine. And the follicular phase is considered a more masculine part of this phase. And by masculine, I mean that your energy is actually increasing and that you have a lot of direction and you want to go get things done. And so this phase is often not difficult for women to experience because it's in line with our society, which wants us to go and produce every day at the same level. And because our energy is increasing, we're like, oh, I'm coming back to myself after my period, considering that yourself is only the version of you that can achieve and do at your optimal, like most extreme productive level. And so people tend to like this phase who are steeped in, like, you know, the general culture, because they're not beating themselves up because they're getting their energy back. And so that's why I would consider this phase masculine. I'm going to get a drink of water. Okay, so there is a lot of other symbolism stuff happening in this phase. And the main focus of this phase is rising energy, which I alluded to just before, because our energy is coming back to us. But that's because we're shifting out of the focus that we were on our period and shifting back into being productive and an increase in energy. And so while we are in that increasing energy, we're in the planning stages and we're highly creative. And so that means we might generate a lot of ideas in the follicular phase, and we can plan out our entire month for something related to our job or our business. We could get really detailed in, you know, a cleaning schedule for our home. We could, you know, plan out the calendar for the kids, for work, for ourselves, for a workout, whatever calendar planning you need to do. The follicular phase is a great time to do that, but it's also a time to, you know, germinate new projects, whether that be a project for something at home or, you know, something in, you know, a community that you're involved in or in your relationship, family, work, anything that you have going on, obviously, and creativity can be expressed in so many different ways. Oftentimes, I've heard women say, oh, I'm not creative, but what they mean is I'm not crafty. And it's okay if you don't do crafts. I don't really give a fuck about that. But everybody is creative because you create something. You come up with ideas and figure out how to implement them. And so everyone has the ability to create an idea and put something together and then produce it into the world. It doesn't mean that creativity is only for people who know how to scrapbook or bead or something. So don't think that creativity in this phase means that you have to craft. No, it just means you are creating something new. And it's also a time where you want to begin emerging into more socialization and you're more interested in new things. So you can try a new exercise routine or a new type of food or, a new way of looking at the world, a new book, going on new dates or trying something new with your long-term partner, whatever that may be. So there's a lot of just new beginnings in the follicular phase. And this means symbolically in terms of like being part of nature, because as humans, we forget that we're actually part of nature, and connecting into your menstrual cycle is really about coming back to your own innate biology. And you can see the symbolism of that biology and how the woman naturally moves through the phases by looking at the moon and at the seasons. And the follicular phase is highly related to the waxing moon. That's just after the moon is dark in the sky, and then it's beginning to grow larger and larger, where slowly it starts as a crust and more of it is revealed. So waxing mean that more and more of the moon is visible over time. And so it's getting larger into its fullness towards the full moon. So the time between when the moon is dark and you can't see it at night and the time when the moon is full, that's the waxing phase. And just like our energy is rising, the illumination of the moon is becoming bigger. And so it feels like it's getting more energy too. And then in terms of the seasons, the follicular phase is related to spring, where things are germinating and starting, and there's this newness and this freshness and the emerging and excitement that's happening from, the time of rest and solitude and being indoors a lot and all the things that happen in winter. And so there's this burst of emergence into spring. And so that's also why people like this phase of their cycle, because it's got so much energy involved in it. So let's look into the hormonal portions of this phase a little bit more and talk about what I said at the beginning, that the egg is maturing inside the follicle and the uterus lining is getting thick. Let's talk a little bit more about the hormones behind that. So the dominant hormone in this phase is estrogen, but it's not actually the highest amount of estrogen that you'll have at any point in your cycle. It just happens to be higher than any other hormone right now. So it's like, I call it like quiet estrogen. So yes, it's the dominant hormone, but it's not as loud as it gets later on in the cycle. And then what's also happened, and the estrogen is what's helping to build the lining of the uterus. So the estrogen is in charge of making the endometrium thicker. And that's what's happening before the next phase. And then a hormone called FSH, which is from our brains, that's what's causing the follicles to mature. So that is being released right now in this phase. The FSH is being released to develop the eggs. And so what I really want you guys to be thinking about is that this is a time for you to kind of like be creative, go out and try new things, pull your stuff together, get organized, and go and be in the world. But also be aware that this is a preparation phase for the next phase, which is ovulation. It's the phase where you want to make sure that you are healthy for ovulation and that you're doing the things that are going to help make that egg healthy so that when it emerges, it's ready to be used. Whether or not you're trying to get pregnant, having a healthy cycle is really important because all of the hormones that I'm going to be talking about in this four-part series in the podcast are actually really important for all sorts of different functions in our bodies. And when these hormones like FSH and estrogen that I mentioned today aren't functioning properly for your menstrual cycle, meaning every phase of your menstrual cycle, then it can actually throw off really important biological processes in your body that when they're cattywampus for year after year after year or decade after decade, then that's when it can cause medical problems that have other diagnoses by the medical profession. And so actually keeping on top of keeping your menstrual cycle really healthy keeps your entire body healthy. It's really crazy how it works. And I don't know enough about the details of that to be able to explain it to you, but that's why you should read books. And I'll put a couple in the show notes that are really good for that kind of information. So again, the retreat is happening October 22nd, and you can register in the show notes. If you are curious about how to connect with your cycle to understand yourself more spiritually, to live with the cycles of the moon and the seasons, or you just want to understand why in the world you feel so stressed out and you actually don't have as much energy as you feel like you should, this could really help you deepen that understanding, because we're going to talk a lot about how syncing your life with your cycle actually helps reduce your stress and create less period problems. And so come join me there to learn all of these awesome things. And of course, if you have a girlfriend who has period problems and has a super stressful life or wants to have kids someday, then she should come too, and you should just make a girls' weekend of it here in Vancouver, Washington. So, my dears, go be amazing, and I will see you soon. Bye! Thanks for tuning in, Soul Sister. Do you want to hear from me more? Sign up for my Transforming Your Codependency text messages straight to your phone every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for inspiration and education. To sign up, text PEACE to 877-338-0875. To spread this message far and wide, screenshot listening to this podcast and share it on social media. Be sure to tag me. I love hearing how you're growing. Get amplified!